Hey, everybody. Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm longtime investor Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. And on this show, it's our goal to help you become a more intelligent real estate investor. And we do that by answering your questions. So you can leave us a voicemail by going to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Try to keep it to 30 seconds or less. We will try to answer your real estate or investing related question. We've got three great ones today. And our first one comes to us from Ethan. Ethan, take it away.
Hi, Clayton. My name's Ethan. I'm 23. I have about 15 grand saved. My question is, what do you think would be more wise, house hacking a duplex or saving more to become a landlord with a single family house? Thank you. Big fan of your videos.
Thank you, Ethan. I really appreciate that. And again, I can't give you financial advice one way or the other, you know, but I would say that if you have $15,000, there's a couple of options. Number one, yes, you could use that as a down payment on a duplex that you want to move into and have a tenant move into the other side. Interest rates are so low. You know, I would consult my other videos where we've talked about house hacking. In fact, last week's Q&A episode, I went into some great detail about house hacking with a question from one of our audience members. So check that out. I won't go over it again here. Yes, house hacking is fantastic, right? It's a great way for you to build equity because your tenant is paying down the equity or paying down your mortgage while you're living in the home. So one half is run by you, one half is lived in by a tenant, and now you've added to your net worth. Wonderful. $15,000 though is not that far away from a down payment on a property that you don't have to house hack, you know, that you can become a landlord, managed by a property management company. I use the properties that we build at Morris Invest as an example because I know them well, okay, frankly, and I know our numbers very, very well. So for instance, a down payment on one of our new construction homes in West Texas that we're building, you know, we're building 600 homes this year, is going to be about $40,000, $45,000 for a down payment. And then we work with 60 different lenders for, you know, to finance the rest of that. So given that number, that's just a frame of reference. We don't do anything really less than $100,000 price range on a house. Because when you start going below that, you just run into issues. You know, you're just going to, it's probably not going to be the best neighborhoods. You're just going to have issues, in my opinion. And so we want to be in the best school districts. We want to be in the highest demanded areas for rent. We want to be in low crime areas, low vacancy rate. So for $15,000, imagine if you teamed up with two or three friends and you went in on an investment together, formed an LLC, and instead of having to worry about house hacking or living in one side of a duplex, you were owning a property that's fully managed for you, that's cash flowing. Wherever you do it, whether you do it with us or anybody else, I don't care. I'm just throwing that as an idea, as an example. So you're not that far away from a $40,000, $45,000 down payment on a great property in an A-class school district. So think about that. But again, house hacking is a killer way of advancing your portfolio and really getting started. You're so young. So you are way ahead of the game, my friend. At 23, to be able to house hack, and you literally would be, I honestly think that's probably the best way to go. If I were in that situation, so many of my friends that started in real estate investing started your age doing a house hacking. So I just wanted to give you a bunch of examples to kind of play with in your mind. But at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, if you're in an area where you're happy where you live, you love the town that you're in, and you can find a great property and the numbers make sense, and you know how much that other unit will rent for, so that it's not only covering your mortgage, you're able to put money away for expenses, but then also you have cash flow on top of that because of the rent. Or even like, you know, the Gary Keller model, which is just cash flowing $100 over your, after your expenses are paid, bringing in $100 at least after you've removed 40% for expenses and you're getting that cash flow and you're building that equity, you know, that's fantastic, my friend. And now you're building that equity that you can then, you know, take and get a home equity line of credit on later and add to your portfolio, add a second property, a third property. You know, by the time you're 35, you're going to be done. I mean, you're going to be on your way, my friend. You will be wealthy. You will have all the cash flow that you need, and you will be a true real estate star. So I can't wait to hear from you in a couple of years, Ethan, once you've crossed that bridge. So let me know, send me an updated audio call here in the next few months. Tell our audience, you know, what you've done. I want to have a follow-up phone call with you, Ethan, after you've made your decision and made your plunge into real estate investing. All right. Our next question comes to us from Sal.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Sal. I'm in my early 50s, and I plan on retiring from my job in about 10 years. I have up to about $80,000 to invest in a rental property. And my main concern is the sort of timeline that I'm on. Properties where I live here in Southern California are so expensive that the only way to have a positive cash flow each month would be on a 30-year mortgage. And my question is, does your company offer modern rental properties in Texas that are within a price range where positive cash flow could be possible, but on a 15 or 20-year mortgage loan? Thanks in advance for your advice.
Thank you so much, Sal. Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say, number one, I would never invest in California. The numbers just aren't going to make sense. You're going to be paying way too much for a property in a one of the most unfriendly landlord states in the country. So just take California off the list right now. I would say the number one client we ever work with lives in California and buys properties from us in Texas and other areas where we're building our new construction properties. The answer is yes. We work with over 60 different lenders, so we have multiple financing options in all different ranges. You know, so if you want that shorter, condensed time frame on a mortgage, absolutely, and you'd be cash flow positive above that mortgage, so you're not going to be having to come out of pocket to cover that. So absolutely, and plus you get the benefit of it being new construction in the best school districts in our area. So we only build in the top school districts, so they're always a demand and a waiting list for tenants to move into these properties. And we get to command higher rent because, again, they are in the best school districts. And so as a result of that, you know, you can charge higher rent. You have tenants that stay a long time because they want their children to go to those schools and to complete that school. So they're going to be there for 10 years or longer. And we have tenants, again, that have been there when we did a recent tour of some of our Texas properties, in one section of the duplexes that we had built about 6 years ago with our team, the same tenants were there from the moment they were built, still living there 6 years later. So absolutely the case that we have that opportunity. Give us a call. Just go to our website at morrisinvest.com, book a call with our team. And one of our team members will give you a call it's like a calendar that pops up. You pick the time that you'd like to speak with us, and we'll go over that. We'll talk about the different funding options that's available that we can use with leverage, with the cash on hand that you've got, and perhaps some other tools that you might not have even thought about we'll be able to help you with. So thank you so much for the question, Saul, and good luck to you. Hopefully we can help you. Today's episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe. You know, when SimpliSafe Home Security's founders, Chad and Eleanor Lawrence, designed their first home security system in their kitchen, they did it for a very personal reason. Their friends had just had their home broken into. They were struggling to find a security system that was simple to set up and would make them feel safe again. And boy, did they hit a home run with the security system, because when I got my SimpliSafe Home Security system, it took me 15 minutes or so to set up. It was that simple. I put the keypad on the wall. No drilling through drywall. I was able to set up my security camera, motion sensors in the rooms that I wanted. It was all customized for my house. And that's the beauty. You can actually get 20% off of your SimpliSafe security system and get your first month for free when you sign up for interactive monitoring service. All you need to do is visit simplisafe.com/investing, and you can customize your entire system. So if you don't want to protect that window over there, fine. What about that window over there? Great. You can set up different motion sensors, and you can set up cameras where you want them, totally customized for your house. You don't have to have a guy come to the house for 12 hours who's beeping and buzzing and running wires through drywall. None of that garbage. You don't have to deal with it. The thing is, SimpliSafe just makes it so easy. Really. It takes just a few minutes just to go to their website. Go to simplisafe.com/investing. Right now to get 20% off your SimpliSafe security system and customize your system. Start protecting your home and your family. That's simplisafe.com/investing. Thanks, SimpliSafe. All right, our next question comes to us from Cameron.
Hey, Clayton, this is Cameron out of Colorado. My wife and I moved into our first home here about 3 years ago, back in 2018, and we've built up a pretty sizable amount of equity here. And we want to be able to open up a home equity line of credit account, but I understand that we can't do that if we plan on moving out of here and selling this place, because I want to get into investing in properties through Morris Invest. And so I just want to know what you would do in our situation. Any thoughts or comments you have would be appreciated. Thanks.
Well, thanks, Cameron. I mean, I guess, yeah, the thing is, if you're going to move, then getting a home equity line of credit on that property is not going to really make sense for you, because you're going to be moving, then have to pay it off, you know, as soon as you move. So, you know, that's not going to work. But what would work, though, is being able to take some of that money from that property and roll it into other investments. So taking the profits, I don't know how long, there's a lot I don't know about your situation, Cameron, you know, how long you've lived in this property, because if you've lived there for 2 years, then of course you're not paying capital gains taxes on that purchase or on the sale of that house, which is great, because now the profits from that property on the sale, you can roll into investment properties, and we're happy to help you with that. We help clients with this all of the time. And there may be a situation where we can put this into a self-directed IRA. There's all sorts of things that we can do with that. But again, if you've lived there for 2 years, you're not paying capital gains taxes on the sale of the house. That's great. But if you're planning to stay in the house, but it doesn't sound like you are, then yes, a home equity line of credit's not going to be to your advantage, because you're going to just have to pay it back so quickly. But if you are going to stay there for some length of time, a year, 2 years, getting a home equity line of credit is not a bad idea at all, given the current interest rates and the property values, which have increased 25% over last year. So you're sitting on this equity right now with historically low interest rates, which are bound to go up in the next year, given the fact that the Federal Reserve has said they will look at tapering on their bond purchases from Wall Street. They're also going to be looking at dealing with inflation. What will that mean? That will be increased rates, et cetera, over the next year, into 8, 9, 10 months or so. So right now we have like free money from these banks. So if you can get a home equity line of credit to even use as just a piece of your purchase, right? Just like $40,000, $45,000 down payment, and then have a fixed mortgage for the rest of it, game changer. And then, you know, think about it, in that amount of time, your tenant pretty much can pay back that down payment amount for you, given that amount of time. And so when you go to sell the house, you probably won't have much of a payback to come on that home equity line of credit after all. But again, it all just depends on a couple of things: how quickly you're looking to sell and move. And then if that's the case, then just use the profits. Again, if you've met that 2 year mark. So some things to weigh on this, Cameron. It may be that, hey, you've been there for, you know, 1 year, 6 months. Well, my advice, even though I'm not a financial advisor, would be like, if that were my situation, I would say, honey, let's wait 6 more months until we actually move, so that we don't have to pay capital gains on the profits of the sale of this house. So some things to really kind of think about there, and Cameron, and to weigh for you and your wife. So thank you for your questions. I really appreciate that. You can always go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton and ask a 30-second voicemail question right there. Just click the button and leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it right here on the show, and I'll try to answer your questions. I always try to do these on the fly. I do not listen to these ahead of time, because I want to give you my fresh reaction to what you're saying here. So, and sometimes these ideas are popping into my head as I'm speaking. So sometimes I'll have an idea that'll pop in at the end here. So that comes to me. That's how I do it. I like to do it like this. So anyway, go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton and leave us a 30-second voicemail question. And remember, go out there and take action. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. The time is right now at these historically low interest rates. Go get them, everyone. We'll see you next time.